Good evening, folks, and it's my privilege. I'm Chris Daly, and it's my indeed privilege to enter into conversation with Professor Donald Morgan. Professor Morgan is the president of Jamaica's Volunteers Association. This is a small group of Jamaicans and Americans who assist needy healthcare, education, and community outreach projects in Jamaica. This evening, we'll get some insight into what makes this great organization that's been going on 26 years such a marvelous organization to consider. One of the first things that you'll notice when you visit Professor Morgan at his home is what's called the Jamaican Getaway. It's a detailed model of our island, Jamaica, when it's well lit and decorated. And I'd like to start at the outside of your home this afternoon, Professor Morgan. What motivated you to build this replica of our fine island?
First, I wish to thank Mr. Daly for the opportunity to appear on your blog and to formally introduce Jamaica Volunteers Association to your readers. I am always proud of my country and its people, and I wanted to share with the American people its rich history, physical beauty, and culture, and investment opportunities. Investment opportunities. In the 1970s, when many questions were being asked as to whether Jamaica was becoming a socialist or a communist country, because at that time in the 1970s, as many Jamaicans may know, the relationship between Jamaica and the United States was a bit strange.
Okay. And so you went off and built it as a testimony to what Jamaica was all about.
Yes, that's true.
So what's been the response around the folks in your neighborhood seeing you build this? It's like Noah building an ark. What was the response about your neighbors seeing you build this?
The neighbors have been very appreciative, and many see the simulation as a teaching aid to learn more about Jamaica. Some even introduce it to their friends and visitors from time to time.
Well, that's wonderful. How about the Jamaican community? What's their been their response to this treasure?
Well, many Jamaicans see the simulation, which reminds them of their homeland. And this evokes, as you may know, many pleasant memories. The response of the Jamaican ambassadors to the United States since the 1980s, when the simulation was established, has been very supportive and encouraging.
That's wonderful. Well, even though you're a builder, you're a man of many talents, professionally you've been a professor at major university in the Washington metropolitan region. Can you share with us what your area of expertise has been in this profession?
Well, I don't know if I'm a man of many talents. However, I have been a professor of sociology at Bowie State University for about 32 years, and prior to that, I taught at Howard in the social science department for 2 years. After I retired from Bowie as a sociology professor with specialties in criminology and urban sociology, I devoted much of my time to Jamaica Volunteers Association, as a charitable organization reaching out to needy health care, education and community outreach projects in Jamaica.
Okay. And this, from my recollection, got started in
1983, to be exact.
1983.
We celebrated in 2008 our 25th anniversary.
Okay. And you've done many marvelous projects there. What, first of all, what motivated you to start this initiative beyond just retiring? You seem like you're a man of deep passion for Jamaica.
Well, yes, I love my country, as I expressed there very much. And having grown up in Jamaica, and I worked there for many years, I am well acquainted with many of the needs of our people, especially in the fields of education, health care, and in many instances, community projects. And so in 1983, I founded and became president of Jamaica Volunteers Association, Incorporated, with a membership of approximately 35 to 40 volunteers of Jamaicans and Americans. The association has assisted education, healthcare, and community outreach projects in Jamaica for the past 26 years now.
Okay. I got a list of some of the marvelous projects you have done throughout the year. I'd like to just take a moment and describe to us some of the work you've done. Your first project was at Kinston Technical High School. Could you describe that event?
Yes, that was the first project at Kingston Technical High School, and it was well received. I think it was a small project at the time. We gave some encyclopedia and some monies, a few thousand dollars. I think it was in excess of $5,000 when we started there. It was well received, and then we made contributions to the Cancer Society of Jamaica several times. We made contributions to the Diabetic Association of Jamaica, the Bustamante Hospital for Children. Those are in Kingston, the Deaf and Dumb Center in Kingston. We also, in the country parts in Manchester, the Ebenezer outreach program in the Royal Flat area, we gave monies to them. And several other projects we gave to this Cancer Society. We also gave contributions to cleaning up parts of Spanish Town. We gave them over $10,000. We gave to the healthcare department in Kingston, and they distributed the material to all the hospitals throughout the island. And the Bustamante Children's Hospital was received too. We gave to the University of the West Indies, the pediatric a division there. In the early days, we gave to them. We presented the Diabetic Association with a van to transport people who are in need of health care. And there are also other organizations to the AIDS group. AIDS group in Kingston, HIV, we gave to a Costrad Association there. We gave monies to help in the HIV.
Wow.
And I said the deaf and dumb.
Right.
And the Poor People's House in Royal Flat, Black River Hospital, island-wide, and we have received compliments from various hospitals in Jamaica an organization that have received funds from the association. Every year for the past 26 years, there is a designated project.
Wow, 26 years of generosity. That's a rich legacy to leave that you've left in the island. And I'm just thankful that there are people like yourself that have pioneered this, that has made this so special. How would one become a member of your great organization?
Well, it's easy to become a member. Just write to the association at 1201 Calmia Road, Northwest, Washington, D.C., zip 20012. Or you may call 202-726-8292. Easy to become a member. We'll be happy to have anyone, Jamaican, American, no matter where, as long as you are interested in the activities of the association. And it's all voluntary.
Okay. I know you have a new project. Tell us a little about your latest project. It has to do with the Women's Center of the Jamaica's Foundation.
Our present project is designated to help the Women's Center of Jamaica Foundation, located on Trafalgar Road in New Kingston, Jamaica, in the building of a kitchen and dining facility, which will help the disadvantaged girls who drop out of high school. Some become pregnant, and others who, because of some socioeconomic conditions, have to leave school. The facility will also serve to train these young people in the culinary arts and sciences.
From what I hear, this is some great school. It has different branches throughout the country, and it's helped over 35,000 teenage moms.
Yeah.
It's been affected from this.
The facility is to be, the groundbreaking is to begin at the end of June. I hope to be in Jamaica then, and we hope that we can get this facility all started with the help of our Jamaican and American friends and anybody who will contribute to the cause.
Okay, and what's the goal? How much funds are you trying to raise for this
endeavor? The goal now is to raise an additional $14,000 to assist in the building of the kitchen and dining facility.
So we have 2 months to raise.
By June 15, I hope we can raise that, because I'm planning to go down sometime in June for the groundbreaking, and the building is to start just after that.
Okay, so if folks would like to give, they can either call you, and you are a 503C organization, so their contributions are also tax deductible.
Yes, all contributions are tax deductible. And what is unique about our organization is that all services are voluntary. We have no personal administrative cost. So every penny that is given goes directly to the designated project.
Wow.
And it is tax deductible.
That's very interesting, because in a lot of other organizations, you have overhead that could consume some of the giving.
That's
but
right.
You're telling us that 100% of my dollars will go towards the project,
that's
not
the
go to for administrative functions.
We have no administrative. Every officer gives his time free, voluntary.
This is wonderful.
And that's the reason why we have been able to do so much within the period of time that we have been in operation.
Okay. Do you want to, again, share the contact information for folks to be able to send their contributions?
Contributions, tax-deductible contributions, can be sent to Jamaica Volunteers Association, Incorporated, 1201 Calmia Road, K-A-L-M-I-A Road, Northwest, Washington, D.C., zip 2012. And as I said before, the contributions are tax deductible.
Well, Professor Morgan, I'd like to thank you for your generous heart. You have given up yourself so many years, and I hope your example will be a great model for those who come behind you to take up the task to support efforts like this that our country can be better.
Thank you very much, Mr. Daly, and I would like to take this opportunity to thank all my fellow Jamaicans and American friends and others who have contributed to this very important project, and which will improve the lives of these young people and give them a second chance.
Professor Morgan, thank you so much. And may God bless you, and may we open our pocketbooks and our hearts as we support a great endeavor like yours.
Thank you very much, sir. And look forward to hearing from my fellow Jamaicans and Americans and everyone who has that generous heart to give to a very worthy cause.